It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
$202 we have this morning. I'll take that. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We've got Kathy on the line. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
My guess is we're not reading the newspaper.
Not reading the newspaper. It's a good bet you're not doing this. I know somebody who gets so mad that the newspapers are like getting thinner and thinner because he still reads. He's like, I read front to back of every newspaper that I can find. He's like, because they're so short and there's not a lot in there. He still gets mad at that. That's a good guess, Kathy, but sorry, not the correct answer.
Okay, thank you.
All right, keep trying. 888-333-B101. Keep your guesses coming. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing for $202? Impossible question this morning is at $202. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We have Jennifer on the line. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
What aren't you doing?
I am not attending barbecues in this summertime heat.
Man, the heat was incredible the last couple of days. I mean, it was so hot. It just was not enjoyable outside. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to go to a hot barbecue outside either, Jennifer. Good guess, but not the correct answer.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
All
have
right.
a great day.
Keep trying, Jennifer. You have a great
Bye-bye.
Day, too.
On Friday, you know how hot it was?
Yeah.
So Jay's parents were in town, and you know what we decided to do? Have a barbecue the day before 4th of July.
Outside?
Outside. Like, I mean, we didn't eat outside, but I'm like, why are you doing this to yourselves?
Wait, and they ended up canceling the parade that our friends were in, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
My mom and I were in New York for that day, and what a day to go to New York.
Yeah, but the theater probably felt so good.
True.
We were in the ones that were like hundreds of years old.
They were not air conditioned.
No, it was so bad. It was like a convection oven. You just got cooked every time you walked outside.
No. All right, let's go to Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, good morning.
All right, what's your guess? What do you think people are not doing?
They're not saving for retirement.
Ooh, that's a bad idea. Do you guys have retirement? Do you have one set up?
I do, yeah.
I do too. Brett, not you. No, okay, I didn't think so.
No, get on I can it, barely
Brett.
Afford my means now. You think I can save for the future?
I was a little late to the party, so I would say do it now.
And I know Bobby does. So Jennifer, one out of four. Sorry, not the correct answer.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
She was mad at us, I think.
She was mad.
Hi. Let's go to Caroline. She's our last guest for this round. Hi, Caroline.
Yes, it's Carolyn.
Oh, Caroline.
Hi. Good morning.
It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing, Caroline?
Getting enough sleep. Getting enough rest.
I would say I did not sleep well last night at all. I am so tired.
I never do.
Same.
Is it? I have a friend who always talks to me. She's like, nope, didn't sleep last night. Didn't sleep again. And I'm like trying to come up with these remedies for her because I feel so bad because it is such an awful feeling when you don't get enough sleep.
Do you guys wear your Apple Watch to bed?
No. Why?
No.
Yeah, don't. So I use mine as my alarm, but
it also tracks
your sleep. And every single morning I wake up and my watch says, hey,
you didn't get enough sleep.
You didn't get enough sleep. Try again tomorrow. You suck. And I'm like, well, it's not going to happen tomorrow.
No, not happening tomorrow. Carolyn, good guess. Not the correct answer, though.
All righty. Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great day. We'll do a second round of this. We'll try it again at 9:10. We've got $202 today. So it's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? You just need to figure out what people are not doing. And we'll do that again at 9:10. $202 for the impossible question on the Kathy Romano show this morning. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We have Jim on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think we're not doing?
Drinking orange juice.
Drinking orange juice. Okay. The only time I ever drink orange juice is if I'm having a mimosa. I love a good mimosa.
That's a good time.
Yes, I know. I fill the glass with champagne and then I put the tiniest bit of orange juice in it just to make it a mimosa and not drink a straight glass of champagne. But I'm not a juice drinker. How about you?
Yeah, I'm the exact same way. I used to do the splash of OJ for the mimosa just to make it feel appropriate, but now I just do straight champagne.
I'm a juice ban.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I think if I were to go for one, I'd go for an orange. I mean, I do actually frequent an orange juice.
Okay.
I like some pulp. So I'm a some pulp kind of person.
I love pulp.
I don't like all the pulp, but I like some pulp.
Yeah, because it makes, to me, it makes like a fresh squeezed orange juice where the pulp is like actually part of it in with the champagne. Laura, give it a try.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Jim, your guest made us chuckle, but not the correct answer. Sorry.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Have a great day. They're like, why do they make us wait on the line while they have this full conversation tell me that I'm wrong? Sorry, Jim. $202. Keep your guesses coming. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? 888-333-B101. $202 for the impossible question this morning. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Jordan, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I was singing to rock with you.
Oh, okay. You keep singing, Jordan. All right, what do you think people are not doing?
Skydiving.
Skydiving. I definitely am not skydiving. Never will, never have, don't care. Good luck to whoever wants to go. Not me.
I actually went skydiving one time. That's... and it was my anniversary. It just came up on my time hub. It was like a couple of weeks ago.
And you wore a costume?
That's nuts.
Yeah, it was with my college girlfriends and we all wore fake mustaches.
And would you do it again?
No, because now I feel like I have a family and responsibilities. Like, I did it when I was like 23.
You weren't.
I think once you do it once, you're good.
Yeah,
you're good.
Exactly.
Yeah, you weren't terrified. Like you enjoyed it, or
I really enjoyed it. Honestly, like for a split second, I was like, maybe I'll be a skydive instructor. Like I loved it. Yeah.
Remember how you responded to my pulp and the orange juice? This is how I respond: is you're skydiving? No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Jordan, good guess, but not the correct answer. Sorry.
Oh man, thank you.
Have a good day. Let's go to Billy. Good morning.
Hello.
$202 we have, Billy. You want to guess what people are not doing?
I think that people aren't drinking enough water per day.
Oh, my mom would be so upset with those people. I drank so much water today. I don't know why. I'm dying of thirst, but my Stanley cup is 40 ounces. Maybe.
That's what my water bottle is, too. 40 ounces.
And I already drank it and refilled it. I don't know why I'm so thirsty this morning. Anyway, Billy, good guess. My mom would be proud of you, but not the correct answer.
Thank you.
Drink your water, Billy. Good morning, Melanie.
Morning. Good morning.
Do you have a guess for $202? It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing?
Universally, it could be we're not taking care of ourselves.
Not taking care of ourselves. Ah, like in what way?
Self-care. It's so much easier said than done. It's harder than it is.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I do like a good self-care day, though. We love your guess, Melanie, but sorry, not the correct answer.
All right. Well, from here, I'm going to go take care of myself.
Okay.
Atta girl.
Yes, self-care, Melanie. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Tomorrow morning, $303 for the impossible question. It's a good bet you're not doing this. You just need to figure out what people are not doing. We'll do it at 7:10 and 9:10. And don't forget, for the next 6 weeks, every weekday, we have Gas for Life, or as far as 50 grand will take you. We'll play that game in the 8 o'clock hour. You got to come up with a 4-digit code to crack the bank vault here in our studio. And if you do, you're walking away with Gas for Life, or as far as 50 grand will take you. Thanks so much for joining us today, Laura and Brett. Get out of here. I will be with you until noon.